This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride upon your mystery ship.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across America on the Genesis Communications Network. By the way, we're also heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, for all those who work overnight, the graveyard shift, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, and everybody else working on this shift, thank you for what you're doing, keeping America moving. Now, don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website to find out more about the radio show. And before I move on, good morning to Flip. And good morning to Catwoman and Road Dog. Good morning to Sam the Paperman. And good morning, Wally. All right, here she is, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor.
Hi, good morning, Captain. And yeah, this is the one I had to have two cups of coffee. Okay, this is our blessing night, so you guys already know, if your name's not on here, if you're new, everybody online, radio, whatever, if you're listening, you get blessed. And I only do this once a week because it is hours of prayer before. You've already been prayed over. You need to know that. And Dan, it was good hearing from you. I always love hearing from you, just to let you know you're okay. Psalm 89. Let me get put this over y'all first, because it's what I don't usually do this. The Lord said to do it. Says, my loving kindness I will not take from you, nor suffer my righteousness to ever fail you. I love those words. That's for you all, by the way. Okay, let me give some names, but remember, these are loyal people every night, but there are many I cannot put on here. Like the captain said, you just got to give groups, because there's thousands and thousands of you. And my blessings have been placed over all of you. And believe me, I spent extra prayer. Okay, first of all, to Maria, Major Mac, all the thousands from Germany, to Flip, of course. Flip, God bless you, my friend. And call
hopping on the cane.
Yes, yes, I know. We did it. I love you to death. Flip is the one that we all love, and he loves everybody. Okay, to add our loyal driver, to Catwoman, I don't usually do truckers. And the reason I don't is because I don't have time to do a million people. There's thousands of you. So you truckers, you just keep trucking on. But there's a few I do because, you know, you say hi every night. And, you know, Ed is one. Catwoman is another. Catwoman and Road Dog. And then hi, Dave in Indiana. Boy, you've had quite a winter. I know you like it when you come out of your igloo. And I already said Dan. He's been on. Mark the Trucker. And all of you who follow Mark the Trucker, we love you so much. Thomas, our suicide jockey. Those are just people that I know your name so well and all. Jeff in North Sarasota. Steve in Thailand. And, of course, Tim, our former TSA worker, and glad everything's back around in that area, too, by the way. And hope you're doing okay. Terry, our overnight worker in Nashville. By the way, we have a lot of people from Tennessee, including Cousin Vinny. Haven't heard from him lately.
I did yesterday, but I forgot to tell you.
Oh, well, see, he forgot to tell, but that's okay. But Cousin Vinny, anyway, God bless you. All you people in Tennessee, and there's another group of you two veterans. God bless you all. I know that you get the podcast. Okay. And then we've got, Captain will have to help me with this. I've got Baghdad Bob in Clearwater.
Baghdammon Bob.
Baghdammon.
Not Baghdad, Baghdammon.
Yeah, I always say the wrong, yeah, Baghdammon. He knows who he is. Now we know, now he knows who he is. I'm writing it on my sheet. By the way, I can't read my own writing, guys. Okay, Baghdammon Bob in Clearwater. By the way, I like it when he comes on, too. He always has a lot to say. That's good. Sondi, happy belated birthday again, my darling, in Wisconsin. Beautiful state. I always say that because I remember it was, on my way to Canada, it was one of the pretty estate sale. Okay, and then Sam the Paper Man. Love you, Sam. Hope you're okay. Give me a call sometime again. Let me know how you're doing, paper relocator and your beautiful wife. And also to Al and his son in Nebraska. Hope all's going well up there. Richard, our Marine friend over there in Oregon,
mm-hmm.
Up there in Oregon, over there in Oregon, wherever. And with all your friends up in that area, Richard, too. And this is where I get really tongue-tied. Sarasota, Bradenton area has so many people, and I know it's one of the captain's favorite areas, that I could never get all of you on. So if you're listening from there, just know, well, everybody that's listening, you've been prayed over. I mean, I'm not going to lie. These are just names put up, but you've been, I'm talking about 3 hours of prayer. I actually had to have two cups of coffee to get through tonight, last night, so you know. I have prayed over you all and accept the blessings because, you know, the Lord tells us put those blessings out. The blessings do work, I promise you, especially when it's in a majority of people like this, when you get thousands of people together being blessed and each of you bless another person beside you. Each of you bless each other as I'm doing it. Something tells me to do that. I've never said to do that because we're going to need a lot of help with future days. But especially to Joyce, because I've talked to her a lot on the phone, and Vicki and Judy, Christine, to LJ and Bradenton. Can't forget any of you. Had to put you on there. Okay, Tampa Bay Trump Club, because there's, again, way too many. There's hundreds of you.
Several hundred.
That's right, mm-hmm. And God bless all you do. To JW, James in Clearwater. And by the way, I left this off last time because I had to draw a line. All of you in Valdosta, Georgia, because I'm about to go off here. All of you in Valdosta, Georgia, a lot of you I know, Carrollton, Georgia,
yeah.
Donna, and Deborah listens from Jasper. I've got a few more. I've got to get on here. Hillsborough County Republic Party, Colonel Jim comes on. Hi, Eon. Eon, come on and add your 10 cents or your 20 cents or whatever. He's always a what I like is because he said you got to listen to his sense of humor behind it. Yeah, if he gets sarcastic, it's a sense of humor. You guys need to know him. Okay, Lynn in Cape Cod, Debbie in Arizona, Wally listens every night, Joe in South Carolina, Janice in Kentucky. And welcome again to our newest is Denver, Colorado. You
yep.
People in San Antonio, Texas, Houston, Texas. Yay, yay, yay. And the reason I say yay is because my family's in Texas. Well, what I have left.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we won't go there. The Tea Party groups. And I'm going to end with that because there's just so many. Manatee, Orlando, Florida. We don't forget you all. The Villages. And see, right to the music.
Yep.
I got that down. But if I left your name off, it might be on the next time, but if not, you are in on this. So every one of you, take the blessings, and God bless you. Captain, thank you so much.
All right, Ms. Rosemary, your prayer intercessor, we appreciate her, and we'll be right back with more. Your phone calls are welcome, too. Here's the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And you know, there's no better time than right now to get a quote from your local GEICO agent, because GEICO can get you insurance on more than just your car. And your local GEICO office can also help you find coverage for just about anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. They also can help you with homeowners or renters insurance through their GEICO insurance agency there, too. So go to the GEICO.com website. That's GEICO.com. It's spelled G-E-I-C-O. And check out. Find out where the closest office is to you and take advantage of what I did, and they saved me money on my insurance, so they would save you money on your insurance. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. All right, well, we've got on the telephone line Nelson from Jasper. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Captain. I wanted to talk today about sewers, and the idea is that the state of Florida...
Well, you're going to talk about politics, are you?
Well, that's the extent of it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
The idea is that the state of Florida has a bill in both the state Senate and in the House that's pre-filed, with the legislature meeting next week and for the next month here in Florida. Mm-hmm. The idea is that the bill is to have inspectors come from the state to inspect all the septic tanks in Florida. And I'll bet you, in every state of the union, that if they don't have that law yet, there are those who will be working to put sewers, septic tanks under the control of the state. And in the case of Florida, these pre-filed bills will have it so that state inspectors will come onto your land to inspect your septic tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of North Florida, where there are not as many cities and therefore no sewer systems,
right,
the septic tanks are, and they will not be grandfathered in, as in, like, if you have fully inspected tanks and they're working, that doesn't mean a thing. The inspectors are going to come onto your property at any time, at any time, and without your permission. And so they're going to be coming onto your land to inspect your septic tanks unless we defeat the bill in the state legislature.
Whose idea is that? Is that a Democratic proposal?
Well, I'm not sure, other than, excuse me, there is a man down in Bradenton who is the state senator, whoever he is.
You're talking about, the president of the state senate?
Oh, I don't know. Could be. He is he's from Bradenton, and it's his bill.
Do you have his name?
I don't recall it.
All right. I'll have to do some checking.
And then in the House there is another individual, and so they're what you call companion bills. So the idea is they will be debated on in committee in each, and then to meet the deadline of the legislature, because otherwise they have to carry it on and with new bills with the next session. So I think this is very important for people in the rural areas. Unless you want inspectors coming onto your land looking at everything, when they're in the backyard, they get to see your everything.
Sure.
And the idea is that there may be other violations of, for whatever reason. And they will be pigeonholed, and all of a sudden you won't know who's coming onto your land. So anyway, I thought I'd pass it on. It's not as earth-shaking as it is with, you know, North Korea or even what's going on in Washington.
Let me ask you a question. What's the word you're hearing up there about Governor Ron DeSantis? Doing a good job, bad job?
Fantastic job. Fantastic. Okay. I don't hear anything that's bad. And everything seems to be good. I think he has the control of the budget. And which is kind of important to me. I don't want a state income tax. I came from Maine, and Maine has a state income tax. And I didn't come down here to reinstitute that tax.
Yeah. Well, I came from New York, and New York had not only a state income tax, they had a city income tax in the city.
Ooh, yeah. And this abortion thing, too. I mean, he's right on the abortion thing. I mean, there. Can you imagine infanticide? In your wildest imagination as a young man or even middle-aged that we would be talking about infanticide?
No.
And it's gaining ground, I guess.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately. The young people, but the young people, I think, may hold it back because they're the ones, the future, they suddenly realize what's going on, and they don't like that, don't like it either.
They cannot. They must not. It is just something else. I can't really believe how far.
Okay, got to let you go. I've got people chiming in here.
Yeah, okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Nelson. Okay, and Nelson Pryor, of course, up there in Jasper. Everybody knows him. And he writes some great articles, and he'll send them to me, and I'll take them and share them and put them out there on the Facebook page, so remember that. By the way, Catwoman and Road Dog say they're in Marion, Illinois. Light rain starting to freeze. Well, be careful. And they're listening tonight, and they're reminding everybody that they appreciate our first responders and military for their service to America. All right, well, you guys be safe. And Terry up there in Nashville is having a good night, too. He's chimed in. Again, we've heard from Susan. We've heard from Sue. That's two different people. That's not the same person. And they're chiming in. Debbie out in Arizona. Hello, Debbie. How you doing? And, of course, if you want to communicate with us, go on Facebook and go to the Captain's America Third Watch page or the Captain's America Radio Show page and just send us a message off the messenger, and we get it. And, you know, we try to get to it as soon as we can. Obviously, there's a bunch of people communicating with me as we speak. And again, good morning, Sam. Good morning to you. Hope you're doing well, my friend. Now, let's go back over here for a second. And I've got Nancy Pelosi, with all of her infinite wisdom, again, making a statement which you got to really think about what it is she's talking about. But here she is when she spoke at Howard University in Washington, D.C.
I have this one card that says we have 1 through 10 for the people. That one is clean up government, 2 is the infrastructure bill, 3 is prescription drugs, lower the cost of prescription, 4 is the Voting Rights Act, 5 is the Equality Act, which is to end discrimination against the LGBTQ community, 6 is the DREAM Act to protect our dreamers, 7 is Paycheck Fairs, equal pay for equal work, building on President Obama. 8 is today, H.R. 8, House Resolution 8, bipartisan background checks. 9 will be a climate bill. And then we have 10 reserved for something special that will... you have to be ready. You know, you have to be... And that's just the first 10. There are many other initiatives out there that members are putting together. But on the first 10, which in the first 100 days, we want to see introduced, some passed, others even signed into law.
Now, she's threatened a number 10, but everything that she's talked about is stuff that's been attempted before. It's cost us a lot of money, and it hasn't worked. And in some cases, when she talks about equal pay for equal work, men paid the same as women and all that nonsense to get into that, it's already the law, Nancy. It's already the law. So that's a bunch of gobbledygook. That's not going to happen. And, of course, the background checks for guns, that's a lot more than just universal background checks for guns. A lot more. And we told you about the banning of the private sale of guns. That's also included because they want to ban all private sale guns, period, in the country. That means if I want to sell you a handgun I have, won't be able to do it under that legislation. It will be illegal. And if you get caught doing it, you're going to go to jail. You're not going to get a warning. You're not going to get a slap in the hand. You're going to go to jail. Think about that for a second. But anyway, it is what it is. And we just have to try to get it right. Okay, well, we're coming back with our first military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. A lot of stuff to talk about, including the Korean venture between President Kim, or Chairman Kim, and President Trump. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump stopped and spoke to about 200 troops stationed at Elmendorf Air Force Base in Alaska on his way back from his summit with Kim Jong-un.
You know, the best way to keep America safe is to keep America strong. And the stronger we get, the less likely it is that we'll have to use that strength. Right, generals?
Nuclear negotiations with North Korea will resume quickly following the collapse of President Trump's second summit with Kim Jong-un. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
President Trump must have the courage to do the same thing with China as he's done for North Korea. President must be willing to hold the line and walk away if China does not agree to meaningful enduring structural reform of its unfair trading policy.
Just last week, President Trump said that the U.S. was closer than ever to reaching a trade deal with China and that he would hold a signing summit to seal the deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, where they have two schools to serve you and teach you how to become a certified, and I do mean certified, high-paying aviation maintenance tech. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and girls. If you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, then I've got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. Now, for those of you getting out of the military, you've got a skill, don't know where to use them, listen up because this applies to you, too. For those of you that are getting ready to graduate from some vo-tech school somewhere where maybe you didn't want to do what it is that you were training to do, you were just biding time thinking that maybe something better would come along, here's the something better. Check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, and that's just outside Boston. And the other is in Clearwater, Florida. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. It is not uncommon to start out with a $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year job right out of National Aviation Academy. It is not uncommon. Now, if you get lucky enough to get a job that takes you overseas, a six-figure salary is quite common your very first year. So check them out online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call and schedule a tour. Schedule a tour at one of the facilities. That number would be 800-659-2080. Again, the number is 800-659-2080. That's for the National Aviation Academy. One location in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. The other, right here in the Tampa Bay area, Clearwater, Florida. One more time, and the phone number, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. So what happened in Hanoi? Well, according to 38 North, we now know that President Trump is not only a practitioner of the madman theory of international politics, but also at the negotiating table. It's ironic that while most pundits in the media kept up a steady drumbeat that he was going to give away the store, he did just the opposite, holding out for a better deal. Maybe that shouldn't be so surprising, though. Because after all, he wouldn't be the first businessman to use that tactic to benefit from a deal. Brinksmanship is a piece of standard equipment for him and others in that world. What's so shocking is to see it take place at such a high-profile summit. But this isn't the first summit meeting ever to fail. It's just the first USDPRK summit that didn't work out. But live to fight another day is what you'll hear, and that's exactly what's going on. They'll be back again in the not-too-distant future talking about this again. They're going to open offices in each other's countries so that they can communicate in a more direct manner. We can be there in North Korea communicating with the North Koreans at any time. And they can be here communicating with us at any time and vice versa. Now, Congress is going to reopen its investigation into the substandard military housing next week with a hearing demanding solutions from the top military officials on all the problems we're hearing with the military housing units. Again, the Air Force Secretary was in our backyard at MacDill Air Force Base this week, conducting her own personal tour and investigation. And lawmakers grilled Pentagon officials about the president's plans to repurpose military construction dollars for his controversial southern wall of border wall by use of his national emergency declaration. Lawmakers appear to be frustrated, the Democrats at least. They're trying to scrounge up enough votes in the Senate. They might be able to do it to stop the president's emergency declaration from going into effect. But it won't become law if the president, in fact, vetoes it, which he said he will. Now, in India and Pakistan, two nuclear countries, they're on the brink of a major confrontation after the latter claimed to have shot down two Indian fighter jets, which they did, captured two pilots, which they did, in response to the bombing of alleged terror targets inside Pakistan. And Pakistan has actually gone one route further. They have shut down their airspace to all traffic. The only thing flying in Pakistan are military jets. Nothing else is allowed to fly in Pakistan. Now, Pakistan says that it shot down the two Indian military jets, captured two pilots, in a major escalation between the nuclear powers over Kashmir, which is where terrorists killed 40 soldiers, Indian soldiers, and this was retaliation for that attack by India against Pakistan. In addition, and I'll be talking about this with Denise, it seems in Somalia, the U.S. military's air campaign against al-Shabaab Al-Qaeda's branch in East Africa, continues to intensify, with more sorties being flown against Al-Shabaab and more bad guys being killed. Africa Command is confirming that there were more sorties flown this past weekend all across Somalia, going after targets of opportunity. And I don't have any problem with that at all. For that, I say it's about time we do that. Get rid of the bad guys so they can do bad things to us. Now, that's just my thought, but then again, what do I know, right? What do I know? I just know that you're in it to win it. You're not in it to lose it. So in it to win it means offense all the way, baby. And the northern border along the Arctic, not the southern border, is what worries NORAD. Now, the opening of the Arctic and the stirring of Russian and Chinese interest along the U.S.-Canadian northern borders is a major worry for the top officer of the U.S. Northern Command and the North American Aerospace Defense Command. And it should be. It should be. Because the Northern Passage is something that people have been trying to use for years and years and years. It saves a lot of time when it comes to shipping from point A to B, number one. And number two, there's a bunch of oil in the Arctic, which would give people an opportunity, whoever gets there first, to put their mobile drilling platforms in place and start drilling for oil. So we'll see what happens there. And the Army now estimates, the U.S. Army now estimates, that Russian capability will peak in 2028, China's in 2030. The top civilian to U.S. Army, Secretary Mark Esper, said the Army will reduce, eliminate, and delay nearly 200 weapons programs and refocus the funds on investing in capabilities to beat the emergent Russian and Chinese militaries. And we'll see how that plays out in the future of things to come. By the way, the Pentagon plans to retire the aircraft carrier USS Harry S. Truman. And that's because amidst rising anxiety over whether the U.S. Navy's 1,000-foot-long flagships could evade Chinese missiles in a future war, the Pentagon's decided instead to cut the aircraft carrier fleet from 11 to 10. And I'll be right back with our next Truckers Highway and Viber report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Born on a Bayou, getting you into the Truckers Highway and Viber Report for this hour, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive with four dealerships to serve you. One in Newport Richey, where I'll be Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with the Pasco County Sheriff's Department and those television star dogs, the two canine dogs that have been on TV on Live PD a number of times. That would be Canine Shep and Canine Yogi and their handlers. Looking forward to that. Always happy to be with the law enforcement folks wherever they're at and support them with their different groups. But anyway,
That's who brings you the program, the Highway and Byway Report. Now, let's go back over here to what we got going on right now, because we have got some weather, and the weather that's developing right now for the weekend looks like as if it sounds like this. A pair of weak storms will bring a few inches of snow across both the Mid-Atlantic region and into the northern plains on Friday. Now, in addition to the snow, the central Appalachians may see some ice accumulations. Now, for the west, a new storm will come into California Saturday with another round of rain and mountain snow. New snow totals of up to 2 feet in the mountains are possible over the weekend in the Sierras. Now, they are cleaning up Reno west over Donner down towards Auburn. They're cleaning up 4 feet of snow up there, which is why I-80 was closed for 24 hours while they were using the rotaries to get the pass open and widened so the roads could be wide enough for all the traffic that has to go up and down through there. That being said, let's take a look at the west right now. We got some high winds in the Nevada area, western Nevada, including Reno. High winds in parts of California, including Lake Tahoe. Then we've got a general snow condition right now in the Sierra Nevadas from basically the Tahoe area all the way down the Nevada line down into about Bakersfield. The mountainous area is there. Now, we've got rain in central California tonight, which is a little different. Haven't had any rain there in a little while. Looking at Idaho, in central Idaho, around Boise, we have a mixture of rain, freezing rain, sleet right now in that area. So be careful. There'll be some ice on the road. Now, in Wyoming, we've got snow in the western and northwestern part of Wyoming, which means if you're going up towards Montpelier, up I-30 off Little America, off I-80, you may have some fun. Speaking of Wyoming, I-80 going across into Nebraska from Laramie to Cheyenne to the Nebraska line and into Nebraska a little bit. Looks like about as far as Sydney. You've got snow tonight. Now, in Colorado, you have snow in the Denver area, a winter storm warning north of Denver to the Wyoming line on I-25, as well as it looks like Fort Collins and out east of Denver on I-70 and I-76, you'll be driving in some snow. Snow in the mountains south of Denver and down towards the New Mexico line. And then Montana tonight, you've got snow east of Coeur d'Alene, across central Montana, a general snow coming down, as well as across I-90 going into South Dakota around Rapid City. You've got snow all the way there. Now, there is a patch of snow coming across from the central part of South Dakota, the bottom half of Minnesota, and the central part of Wisconsin tonight. Snow there. Some high winds blowing around, too, in the areas there. And over in the Middle Atlantic, southern Pennsylvania, across the Pennsylvania Turnpike, southern end of the turnpike. You've also got the northern part of Maryland, West Virginia, the mountains of Virginia tonight with some snow there, but it's just a light and general snowfall. You've got some rain, again, the western half of Tennessee, some rain in the western part of Louisiana, and the central and northeastern part of Arkansas, scattered showers for sure. And that's what we got right now. Now, keep in mind that Moss Family Automotive, with four dealerships to serve you, the Chevy dealer where I was at last weekend, Moss Family Chevrolet here in Tampa, and the two Nissan dealerships, one in Crystal River, where I'll be in 2 weeks, and the one in Newport Richey, where I'll be tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Going to have a great event there. It's a family-friendly event, so come on out and see Canine Shep, Canine Yogi, their handlers. There'll be an exhibit there. They'll have some sheriff's equipment there as well. I'll be there, set up and handing out stuff. I'll also have the $500 gift certificates Well, I'm sorry, the $500 certificates. They're not gift certificates. They're certificates to get a further deduction on whatever the car dealers you make on the car, new or used, at Moss Family Automotive. And don't forget that they'll take $200 from the sale of every vehicle and contribute it to the Pasco County Sheriff's Department to buy another canine dog. So there you go. So I'll see you tomorrow at Moss Family Automotive's Nissan dealership in Newport Richey. All right, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Are you making a surprise visit to Moss Family Nissan there, too?
I just might.
Okay, so you might get the benefit of meeting Denise Simon for all those that ask me where you're at when I go somewhere. Like last weekend. Where is Denise here? Is that Denise?
I don't always get invited.
You're always invited. Always invited.
I don't always know where you're going.
But last week you did, because I told you. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, how about what the heck? The president gets back from North Korea. I believe he landed very late last night.
Yeah.
And they're still trying to trash what's going on, calling it a failure and nothing was accomplished and all that. Am I the only one that remembers Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev?
No. I mean, there were... I mean, Nancy Pelosi, you know, in her own words, you know, gave him a hat tip for walking away. Chuck Schumer did. It's, you know, some in media, and then, you know, Senator like Menendez, are slamming Trump. But, you know, just dismiss him.
Well, Nancy said the big winner was Kim Jong-un.
Because
I got the clip. I got the clip.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I played it last hour. I'm not going to play it
again. I heard another one that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, you would think and by the way, Jim Acosta, I don't even know why he's a reporter anymore. He does not do news. He does editorializing. And he stood there and just editorialized without having facts again. I mean, never mind the facts. Just run your mouth. But he editorialized the news story.
Yeah, well, all CNN does that.
Yep, they sure do. Sure do. Okay, well, not to be outdone, where's this going to go? I mean, didn't they agree to open offices for further discussion?
Well, that was part of it. I mean, that, you know, that doesn't mean that they won't. I mean, they left on friendly terms.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean that some things don't move forward, for sure.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get to identify themselves and pay some of their bills with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Got a lot of different things going on today. And we got some questions to answer from some listeners. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.